The nation's oldest senator, New Jersey's Frank Lautenberg, will formally announce today that he will not seek a sixth term. The 89-year-old Democrat has represented the state for three decades and plans to step down when his term ends in 2 years. Among Senator Lautenberg's achievements, the ban on smoking on airplanes, raising the legal drinking age to 21, and rewriting the hazardous waste cleanup law. We're joined now by Herb Jackson, Washington correspondent for The Record. Good morning, Herb.
Morning, Sirius.
So now, you spoke to Senator Lautenberg yesterday. What did he tell you were his reasons for not running?
Well, I mean, he hates fundraising, and that's the reason you might remember he actually dropped out in he didn't run in 2000, and then he got drafted back in 2002. He's a pretty proud man, and he had been very sick in late December and early January, and he came back, but he's been walking with a cane. He looks much weaker. And I think it was finally setting in that, running for another six-year term when he was 90 with, 43-year-old Cory Booker already stalking him and several other people, eyeing his office for what size drapes they would need if they won. It dawned on him that he'd rather go out with his dignity and his pride. And you could see from the responses yesterday that people were praising him up and down. Even Governor Christie said some nice things about him. If he had run, he would have been beaten up. It would have come out, it would have been very clear that, he couldn't keep up. He might have still won. He still had a very strong following among the New Jersey core Democrats. The public opinion polls don't necessarily measure how primary voters behave. But it would have been a much harder race, and he would have had to raise a lot of money. He's
right.
A millionaire, but he doesn't have that much money that he can fund a $10 million campaign himself, or if he did, he would not be happy doing it.
Right, and Senator Lautenberg is going to be staying around, the Senate for the remaining 2 years of his term. Why would he announce now that he's not seeking reelection?
Well, partly because fundraising means that you do have to spend a long time getting ramped up. There were several other older senators, Senator Harkin from Iowa and Senator Rockefeller from West Virginia, who in the last couple of weeks have also done this. The party has pretty much made it clear that it's important that if you're not going to run, they don't want to get sandbagged by it late next year when there won't be enough time to get a good campaign up and running.
You mentioned Newark Mayor Cory Booker as having his eye on Lautenberg's seat. Who else out there is looking at this now?
Well, Congressman Frank Pallone. Pallone probably has been eyeing it longer than anybody. He's got a sizable bankroll. He's from Long Branch, the Shore area. He's a pretty senior Democrat in the House right now, and he would be able to tap a lot of Washington money. He's got a reliable voting record that a lot of the Washington PACs would like to see. And then there are legislative leaders, Senate President Steve Sweeney from Gloucester County and Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver from Essex County have both said that they are interested.
Any chance a Republican could win the seat?
There's always a chance. It hasn't happened since 1972, but, we've got to get through the governor's race in New Jersey this year. If Chris Christie's reelected, he might be able to show some better expansion of the party at the local level that could translate for a Senate race. But it's pretty clear from last year's election that Christie's popularity doesn't translate to other candidates. He was very close with the guy who was running against Bob Menendez, Senator Carrillo's. And that didn't really seem to help Joe Carrillo's much at the polls.
And briefly to wrap up, speaking of Bob Menendez, both of New Jersey's Senate seats have issues right now, one to fill and one under the cloud of an ethics probe, that's being, Senator Menendez. What does that say about New Jersey's clout in Congress right now?
Well, it's tough for the Northeast anyway. We saw that with Superstorm Sandy. There's not a whole lot of love for the Northeast. Menendez has the support of the leadership. He's diving with both feet into his work at the Foreign Relations Committee. And Lautenberg was just given a seat on the Appropriations, a chairmanship in the Appropriations Subcommittee. So he's going to have a little juice for the time he's got left. And the Senate is just the Senate. You're still one of 100. You've still got a lot of power to do whatever, to hold things up or to trade that hold-up power for something you really want.
Herb Jackson is a reporter for The Record. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.